Hi everybody, welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your transformation coach, health strategist and internationally published author. I've been taking your life and your business, your health, fitness, mindset and body from where you are right now to where it is that you want to be. And you can hear I'm in the mobile studio. It's very hot today, so I've got the, and I've just jumped in the car, so I've got the fans blaring in the background with the air conditioner on. So I apologize about that background noise. Yesterday, if you haven't listened to it, go and have a listen to yesterday. One of the toughest days that I've had in 2 years' time in dealing with various stuff with my daughter. Really, really tough. Go and listen to that to hear why. And look, it's inspired today's conversation, which is about relationships. And you know, yesterday's experience just showed me how bad people are at, you know, communicating, how people are bad at building relationships, and just how there are people out there that just want to bring you down for whatever reason. And there's just a lot of crap, poor behavior in people that they don't care about anything other than themselves. And that's disturbing, but it's a fact of life. And so when it comes to building relationships, I had to do an exercise in the last 7 days about friends and looking at my, you know, ranking my friends and who are my five friends. So I don't really have five friends. I've got a couple of friends. I've really got one, a great friend that I can air anything that I want to, and I know it stays in the vault because we just have that type of relationship. But it also made me realize that I am slow to trust people. And yesterday's experience is an example as to why that's the case. You know, people will always talk themselves up as being, well, I'm this, I'm that, I'm this successful, I do this, I do that, I will do this, I would never do that, etc. But they're not telling the truth. They're just words. It's your actions that really determine who you are and who someone is. And so, for me, I start from a base of, and you can disagree with this, I'm just telling you this is the way that I approach it, I don't trust people. You know, you've got to earn the trust. You've got to demonstrate the trust. Build that over time. And I was listening to a call this morning of three highly, highly successful people, multiple billionaires and one that's close to a billionaire net worth. And every single one of them spoke about relationships and how they're slow to build it. And we were talking about when things go wrong, when deals go wrong, when the crap hits the fan. It's because of that. Look at the bad things in the past. It's because it's come down to a person, and they've, you know, the biggest problem has a first name and a last name, and it's come down to where they look at the relationship. Maybe they jumped into that relationship too quickly. Maybe the person said they were going to do this and they didn't, and they're doing this instead. And you know, it's one of those things where they said it takes them time to determine who they're going to do business with. Now, they're very slow. They want to get to know somebody very well. They want to see that the other person is proving themselves before they're going to do business with them. So there are certain expectations that people have, and I know that I certainly have that of people. I have high expectations when I'm building a new friendship, and I don't just have what I would say a lot of friends for the sake of having friends, because I just don't trust people. It takes a long time for that to happen. And so the more successful you get, the smaller your inner and tighter your inner circle becomes, because let's face it, most of the human population wants money. And if you've got some, other people want it. And so that means that the people that you trust and allow into your inner circle and who you are going to do business with and who you are going to trust is become smaller and smaller. And it takes a long time to welcome someone else new into that circle. And I'll tell you, it's one of the reasons why I don't date, is because I think people can, you know, see a certain level of success, and whether that's perceived or real, people make up about where you are, either under or over or whatever, of where you are. And they form opinions and they behave a certain way based on what it is that, let's just talk about wealth. If you tell people what you've got, then I guarantee you that will greatly influence somebody. Tell somebody that you're a multimillionaire, and I guarantee you they will treat you differently than if you said you were broke. And so I just find that I can't be bothered at this stage of my life going through all that drama and rubbish with people that judge you based on, you know, what you have. And it's like you don't get to the real person. You're not with me because of the qualities. You're with me because of what I've got or what I can bring to your life or whatever you perceive that to be, as opposed to let's get to know the human characteristics. And so, you know, I have this, people laugh at it, and you will probably laugh at it too. When I used to date, I have a 6-week no hand-holding policy. In other words, think about that. If 6 weeks are going to go by and I'm not going to hold hands with somebody, therefore I'm not kissing them, I'm not sleeping with them. And so what can you do in that 6 weeks? You get to know somebody really well, and you start to build that trust, and you take those things off the table, and you just get to know someone. You know, I think so many people jump into relationships way too quickly, and they become physical way too quickly. This is my thoughts. Pardon me, which are very conservative, I get that. But that's just the way that I operate. It's like, and that's why I'm single. It works for me. So, I'm slow to form relationships. And let's face it, your intimate relationship should be your most important one, because that's the person that you're sharing body parts with. That's the person you're most likely sharing children with, sharing your money with, all of that kind of stuff. So, man, if you don't make that damn good decision, then you are screwed over. So it's worth investing the time to do it the right way. And it's easy to be distracted by all the other stuff, what people may or may not have, the physical stuff. So anyway, that's my approach to it. And so then when it comes to building other relationships, I have a six-week no hand-holding policy in business as well. It's just, it's a virtual hand-holding. It's like, I've got to get to know you. Yeah, this is going to take time to do this. Just because we're in the same room, or we know each other, or we know the same people, doesn't mean we're doing business together. Because you know that most people are inauthentic. And we live in this culture, unfortunately, right now, where the inauthenticity just comes to the fore in so many different forms right now. Everybody's a coach, everybody's successful, everybody's had these amazing results. There's fake testimonials, there's fake this, that, and the other, fake looks. There's filtering of photos, there's so much inauthenticity out there that it's hard to see through it. And the only way you're going to see through it is it takes time. It takes time to spend with the person, adding value to each other, for you to determine where is this relationship going to go. And let's face it, most of them are going to go nowhere. So be quick to choose who you're going to form relationships with, both in your personal life and your business life. All right, that's me out for today. If you want to connect with me, go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com. Opt in for a free consultation right there. I'd love to connect with you and help you make this year your best year yet. See you tomorrow.